Hey, everybody. I need to take a moment out of this podcast just to talk to you just briefly about Anchor. Anchor is the platform that I use to make this podcast, and I have to tell you that it is a game changer. I was really nervous about how to find the time to record my podcast and to get it out to the world, and Anchor made it such an easy process. Everything is in one place. You just sign up. It distributes everything to all of the different platforms, Spotify, Apple, Google, all of those. And literally all you need to do is record and edit just straight from the platform. It is a game changer because it's so easy. Check it out today by downloading the Anchor app or go to anchor.fm to get started. I highly recommend it. It's what I use, and it has been a game changer for myself and for other people who are listening to my podcast. So go check it out.
Welcome to the Course Building Secrets Podcast. This podcast is for entrepreneurs, service-based business owners, and consultants who are ready to create, launch, and sell their expertise through the creation of profitable online courses. The real question is this: how do you package your message in a way that creates a scalable business for you and creates a bigger impact in the lives of your customers? This podcast will answer that question. Join me as we explore key tips and concepts to build a strong foundation to your online course business. We will look at the why and the how of the course creation framework. While sales and marketing your offer are critical, you also need to be able to sell something of value and substance. That's where the course creation framework comes in. This podcast is not for everyone. This is for people who want to get real results. We value the customer and learning experience. We are passionate about the transformation our customers will get and want to create an empire of raving clients and fans. We also believe that building an online course can be fun, creative, and profitable. So tune in every day for inspiration and practical tips to grow your business through profitable online courses. Hello, everybody, and welcome to episode 4. In today's episode, we're going to talk about the challenge that a lot of people have in the sense of how to create your online course. I think a lot of times what stops people is, well, I don't know the technology. I don't have the right tools. I'm not technical. And, you know, I think one of the most critical pieces to this is, of course, don't stress out about it, right? Like, yes, you can get super technical. We at our agency, you know, design super high-end simulations and scenarios and interactive learning for our clients where we get into, you know, how do you work with the content to make it something that the learner's in the driver's seat, they're able to interact and learn and practice in almost a real-time environment to be able to go back to their work and just apply it right away because they've practiced, they've been in a simulated environment, right? Like, we can create all sorts of really complicated things that help people learn. And in this podcast, I'll get into some of those in terms of fast track ways that you can maybe apply some of those things. But that's further on down the line. And so what I wanted to talk about today is this false belief that people have that the technology is so complicated and it's going to be so hard to create a course and there's so many things involved in it, right? I have to get all my video equipment. I have to have the right space to do it. I have to have lighting. I have to have, professional graphics. I have to have all of these things, right? All of that is great and it enhances the experience, but it's totally not necessary for getting started. And that's all you need to do at this point is to get started, to get your message out there in a broader way, to be able to serve more people and help more people be successful with whatever it is that you want to teach, right? That at the end of the day is the most important thing. So by this point, you know, if make sure that you focus on that framework, right? That fastest path to mastery in terms of how you want to get somebody from point A to point B, right? And then what you're going to do is you can teach this live, right? So you get people into your funnel. You get them to show up for your course. You can either do it free or at a reduced beta price, or, you know, just go for it and teach your full course and charge for it. Doesn't really matter. Don't stress out about that. But what you're going to do is you want to just get them on a phone call or on a Zoom or Skype or whatever you have, Google Hangouts, whatever you have on your computer today. Get them on and teach. Talk about your concepts. Share with them different stories. Allow them to practice and ask questions and work through your material. And don't stress out about the technology, because it's not about the technology, right? Like, yes, there are parts of that that will enhance their experience. But when you get started, all you need to do is get your message out there. And it's about you being able to convey how somebody can take that fastest path to mastery, right? So one of the things that I always find challenging, and so many people do this, both on the agency side and then also when you're trying to put together a course, is you don't start with a framework or with your sort of result that you want your learners to go through, right? You just open up PowerPoint or you open up Word or whatever program that you want to use, and you stare at a blank page, right? There is nothing worse than staring at a blank page and trying to think about how to fill it up, right? How do I fill that up? I'm going to fill it up with words. I'm going to fill it up with pictures. Don't do that, because that's going to stress you out, right? So I tend to use paper and pencil or paper and pen when I'm getting started and I'm mapping out my framework. I look at the learner. I say, where are they today and where do I want them to go? I build out that framework with the, you know, boxes, and I put a couple different buckets in there which turn into the different lessons, and just write it out that way. And then I think about, okay, so what's the best way to support what I'm teaching visually, right? So I can say, okay, well, I want to have a couple of images here to illustrate this concept, or, you know, maybe there's a YouTube video that I could pull in that would illustrate this concept, or something else, right? So once you do that, you create the framework first, then what are the visual or auditory, whatever it is, exercises or practices that will support that framework, versus, oh, well, I'm going to teach my course. And so I know that, you know, page one should have this pretty picture and page two should have these words, right? That's going to totally overwhelm you and you're never going to move forward. So start with the framework, put it out there, choose a simple tool that will help you move through your first iteration. And then from there, once you've done that, that your overwhelm will be so much less that then you can start focusing on what's that next level. What would bring that out more? Maybe it's video. Maybe it's kind of showing it on a whiteboard. Maybe it's, you know, connecting your iPad and doing some cool illustrations in real time. Maybe it's all of those cool tricks that you can do. But don't start with those, because literally you'll never get started. So don't worry about the technical. Just worry about the message and getting it out there, and do it live, either on the phone or if you don't have anything else, or Zoom or Skype or Google Hangouts. So hopefully this helps today and serves you. Add a comment below if you're interested in interacting more about this particular topic, or you have any questions. Rate the podcast, and we'll see you in the next episode. Hey, everybody, wanted to come on at the end of this episode and let you know about an event that's coming up in August of 2023. So we are super excited to announce the second annual Gamify My Course Camp 5-day challenge that's coming up. It is totally free. And listen, what it's going to do is help you think about, how do you add participation? How do you add more engagement and opportunities for your people to actually get results in your online programs? And each day we're going to jump on live with actionable tips for you to be able to do that. So would love to invite you to sign up for the Gamify My Course Camp, which is going to be August 7th through the 11th with a special bonus session on the 14th. So come and join us. Can't wait to see you at camp this year because, listen, your kids get to go to camp. Other people get to go to camp. So I think over the summer, we should all go to camp as well. All right. So we're going to do fun activities like tug of war and archery practice and different things like that. So go check out our page at bit.ly/2023_gamify. That is how you can get a hold of us. In the show notes, there should be a QR code and this link for you to jump on and register. It's totally free and would love to see you on August 7th. All right, there you go. Have a great day.